From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all his fullness.
We're delighted that you've joined us for another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. As he continues this series of studies in the 11th chapter of Hebrews, Dr. Cairns brings the concluding portion of a message entitled, Sin's Strongholds Fall Before Faith, a message which focuses upon the faith of Joshua and the overthrow of Jericho. We'll hear from Dr. Cairns shortly. Before he comes, we invite your attention to this brief devotional thought from C.H. Spurgeon's collection called Faith's Checkbook. Our devotional for today is entitled Wilderness Communion. The text is found in Hosea chapter 2, verse 14. I will allure her and bring her into the wilderness and speak comfortably unto her. The goodness of God sees us allured by sin, and it resolves to try upon us the more powerful allurements of love. Do we not remember when the lover of our souls first cast a spell upon us and charmed us away from the fascinations of the world? He will do this again and again, whenever he sees us likely to be ensnared by evil. He promises to draw us apart, for there he can best deal with us. And this separated place is not to be a paradise, but a wilderness, since in such a place there will be nothing to take off our attention from our God. In the deserts of affliction, the presence of the Lord becomes everything to us, and we prize his company beyond any value which we set upon it when we sat under our own vine and fig tree in the society of our fellows. Solitude and affliction bring more to themselves and to their heavenly Father than any other means. When thus allured and secluded, the Lord has choice things to say to us for our comfort. He speaks to our hearts, as the original has it. Oh, that at this we may have this promise explained in our experience. Allured by love, separated by trial, and comforted by the Spirit of truth, may we know the Lord and sing for joy.
Sing of my Redeemer, with his blood he purchased me. On the cross he sealed my pardon, paid the debt and made me free. Sing them over again to me, wonderful words of faith and duty, wonderful words, of life, wonderful words of life. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing, I will sing. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness, with my mouth.
of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing.
If anything is obvious in this modern society, it is that people are confused, frightened, and uncertain about the future. Where does one look for the solution to the universal problems of guilt, doubt, and temptation? A number of years ago, Dr. Alan Cairns produced a booklet entitled A New Beginning, which deals with such questions as, how may I have my sins forgiven and my guilt removed? How may I be sure that I possess eternal life and that I am not deluding myself? Or, how may I enjoy the Christian life and live above constant failure and frustration? Dr. Cairns answers these questions from the Word of God. A New Beginning is for inquirers into the nature of the Christian message of salvation and for Christians desiring to gain a good grasp of the first principles of the gospel. It is useful for both personal use and for group study and discussion. For a free copy of A New Beginning, simply email info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. If you prefer regular mail, simply write, Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Just ask for your free copy of A New Beginning, and we'll be happy to provide it for you.
Thank you.
In verse 30 of Hebrews chapter 11, we read, "By faith the walls of Jericho fell down, after they were compassed about 7 days. Having brought Israel safely through the Jordan, the Lord immediately led them into a great crisis. He set before them the city which was the most heavily fortified in all the ancient world. As if that were not enough, the Lord gave them a great command, which seemed to make absolutely no sense militarily. They were to march in absolute silence around Jericho each day for 6 days, and 7 times on the 7th day. Then they were to shout, and God said the walls would fall down. In the face of this seeming impossibility, the Lord gave his people great confidence to believe his promise. Among other encouragements, the captain of the Lord of hosts appeared to Joshua and promised victory. All who name the name of Christ have their own Jerichos to face, but the Son of God has promised his presence to the end of the age. As we'll see today, the Lord gave a great victory, for the walls of Jericho did indeed fall down. Jericho pictures the world under the curse of sin, which will ultimately fall before Christ, our great commander. Now here is Dr. Cairns to conclude this message called Sin's Strongholds Fall Before Faith.
But God's people don't enjoy Christ because they don't so often know what's in them. When the Lord renews your experience of Christ, then he gives you confidence of what he's going to do. Then immediately they enjoyed Christ. I want you to see what happened. He let them taste the fruit of Canaan, chapter 5 and verse 11. He let them taste the fruit of Canaan. And the immediate result of that would be a desire for the fullness of the land. And then most importantly, at the end of chapter 5, as we read this morning, they're about to go into battle. They need confidence. How does the Lord give it to them? The Lord showed them their true commander. The captain of the Lord's host was there, none other than the Son of God himself. For Joshua fell down and worshipped him, and he said, as Jehovah did at the burning bush, put your shoe off from off your foot, for the ground in which you're standing is holy. Joshua, not knowing at first who he was, says, are you for us? It's wonderful to know that God is for us. But there's something even more wonderful. The Lord says to Joshua, it's not a matter of, am I for you? The matter is this, I am come as the captain of the Lord's host. I am come as the prince. I am come as the great commander. The question is, are you for me? That's the all-important thing. You know, when you see Christ, when you realize that you're not in the hand of any earthly Joshua, your fortunes are not tied to the military expertise, even of a great soldier like Joshua, when you realize that you're in the hand of Christ and he's leading the way, then you've confidence. So he gave them a great command, but with that command he gave them great confidence. And then finally, as the words of our text tell us, he gave them a great conquest, for the walls of Jericho fell down. Time is gone, but there are three things that you should note in that. First of all, there's history here. It's real history. I was reading last night the words of a great German rationalist scholar of the last century. German rationalism felt that the miraculous in the Word of God was an insult to modern intelligence. Miracles don't happen. The philosophy of David Hume brought right into the church, miracles don't happen. Okay, so where you've got a miracle, you've got to explain it away. So as you leave the intrinsic message, but you don't insult the intelligence of modern man. Whenever I hear modern man, I feel like being sick. Modern man is just the old, depraved, corrupted, rotten man throughout history that he always was. But modern man can't be offended. It doesn't matter that you blaspheme God, just as long as you don't offend modern man. Well, this educated idiot, he came to this story of the walls of Jericho, and he said, undoubtedly, what happened was that Joshua walked his men around the walls. Well, he got that much right. And he led them to attack a place where the fortifications were weak. How on earth Joshua knew that, and how, moreover, this German rationalist knew it, for there didn't seem to be a weak place in the fortifications. But anyway, he led them through that weak place, breached the walls there, and though the rest of the walls really all stood in their place, they were later battered down, and poetic license allowed the writer to say the walls fell flat. I would say the man that wrote like that was such an idiot that he didn't even know the truth from the lie. He wouldn't know black from white. It's a terrible tragedy that men spend their lives in accumulating vast stores of knowledge of the language and literature of Scripture to end up like fools. This is history. The Old Testament tells its history. The words of our text tell us its history. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell flat. It happened. Then there's theology here. Theology of a most practical kind. And that is the truth that I gave right as I set the theme for this message. The strongholds of sin always fall flat before faith. And where you have a people who know God, where you have a people who follow Christ, where you have a people who will compass their problems about by prayer, where you have a people who will wait upon the Lord, then the walls of Jericho always fall. In the natural realm, I've said, this miracle was unique. But in the spiritual realm, it has its counterpart. Every time you're facing the impossible, have you got any mountains that you think you can't climb? Are you coming to any Jordans that you think you can't cross? Are you coming to any walls that you think you can't scale? The message is very, very clear and simple, powerful and up to date. Walk with God in obedience to his word, compass it about by prayer with faith in Jesus Christ. Let Christ, your great commander, lead the way, and the walls will always come tumbling down. Better than that, the walls will always fall flat. There's theology here. I believe there's prophecy here. Jericho in Scripture is one of the greatest pictures of the world. Jericho typically represents the world under the curse. But you know, this world will finally see its walls fall flat before the very same commander who was with Joshua. You see, I think we too often forget that the walls of Jericho did not fall before Joshua. Oh yes, his faith in Christ was involved, but they did not fall before Joshua. They did not fall because of the tramp of the feet. They did not fall because the foundations in some way were shaken up with this mass of people running around or walking around and the sound of their arms' horns. They did not fall because of an earthquake. They did not fall because of any natural disaster. They fell before Christ, the captain of the hosts of Jehovah. And that same commander is coming back again. He leads his people into spiritual battles now, and thank God they will have spiritual victories. But the day is coming when literally, physically, and in his own person, that same commander's coming back. And the walls once again will fall before him. You read what the scripture has to say about the coming of Christ. You read about the mighty cataclysmic movements physically in the land of Israel, according to Zechariah, as Christ's feet touch the mount. You read about the destruction of the armies of anti-Christianity. You read about the corpses of those who came to bury the cause of Christ once and for all. You read about a victory that is absolute. I tell you, my friend, there's prophecy in the falling of the walls of Jericho for what he did then. He will yet do again. And in his coming, he will be the all-conquering Christ. I trust today, as we view the history, looking backwards, as we preview the prophecy, looking forwards, we will stand at this critical moment in time where our God has called us to serve him. We'll do so in simple obedience and faith, and prove to the world in our day that the strongholds of sin must fall before faith in Jesus Christ. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Let's all pray. Father in heaven, bless thy word. Write it upon our hearts. We do thank thee for the great commander thou hast given us. We thank thee for the captain of the Lord's hosts. Lord, we thank thee that indeed thou art for us. The very presence of Christ that day proved that. But, O Lord, we thank thee that better than that, thou hast given us the opportunity to be for thee, to follow Christ, to obey thy word, in simple faith and reliance upon the word of God, to do thy will, in the sure knowledge that the results are not commensurate with our ability to obey. The results are not commensurate with our effort in that obedience. Thank God they are according to the promise. They're according to thy riches and glory by Christ. They're according to the merits and the deserving of Christ. O God, our Father, we bless thee that thou dost deal with us as Jesus Christ has merited. Oh, because he is our commander. Because he is in our midst. Father in heaven, lead us and bless us, and let the walls of Jericho fall flat. Deal with us in the area of personal holiness. Deal with us in the area of personal conflict. Lord, grant that in these personal realms, Jericho's walls may fall down. Deal with us, Lord, in the area of evangelism, of seeking to reach the world for Christ, of seeking to bring men and women to the Savior, to smash the defenses that the devil has built up around them. Oh God, we know that he fears lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ should penetrate darkened hearts. But oh, we pray that thou wilt bless us, that we may truly see many won for thee. Oh God of Joshua, thou art our God. Do for us in a greater way the very things that thou didst for him. Part us with thy blessing. Keep us in thy fear, and this day give fruit for the preaching of thy word. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, you may have a copy free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, or if you'd like to see if there is a free church in your area, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we Let the Bible Speak.